Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Good to have you with us. This is Gary Wimmer on Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild, and thrilled to have you folks with us tonight. It is Monday, August 18th, 2014, on this planet at this time, Central Time. So wanted to explain a little bit about myself, then we'll get to some callers who either want to make a comment or get a reading or possibly both. And just to give you all a heads up, don't call back. Stay connected, because if you call back, you start over at 0 seconds, and it sort of puts you to the end of the list. And if for any reason I get cut off, which does happen sometimes with Skype and high technology and Blog Talk Radio, I will call back in. So you folks stay around. Once in a while, we do have a problem with Blog Talk Radio. Real short and sweet about myself. I got interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s. 1972, three in that era, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had the most incredible near-death, out-of-body experience. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. Folks should check it out. It's quite an interesting story. It's true. It's got all the original police records in it. It was quite a big spectacle. It was something I had a lot of witnesses to. And it's an interesting story, A Second in Eternity. Check it out. Really showed me the infinite mind, the infinite power we have, why everything we experience is a result of our separation from the infinite mind. So check it out. It's an interesting story. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings using stones, a method called lithomancy. I was intrigued, and she taught me her method and basically explained real quickly how I use this. It involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And what I do when I do them in person is the person drops the stones, naturally. When I do them over the phone, I charge them up with the person I'm talking to with their energy in mind, get them nice and warm, and when they feel right, I ask the caller to say drop anytime he or she feels it's appropriate, hopefully sometime before Christmas, though. Having said that, we'll do some readings for you folks tonight, and so I will charge them up each time before I ask you to say drop, and then all you have to do is say drop. And I will read these like a clock. I start in the center of the pile of stones or cluster or however they form the pattern, actually. I start in the center, read towards the top, which is basically 12 o'clock, looking at it as a clock, and read it around for 12 weeks, each hour representing a week approximately. Very interesting system. About 15 years ago, I was trying to figure out how other people read stones. Went through all sorts of searches on the internet and couldn't find anything that was very comprehensive about lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. So I wrote, as far as I know, one of the only books, comprehensive books on actually how to read stones. It's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and it's also available on Amazon and Kindle. So check those two books out. Again, glad to have you with us tonight, folks. I'm going to try and get to everybody and probably will be able to, so I'll limit it to a couple questions or a short reading. And if you want to, just ask a couple questions. I'll do the lithomancy reading and I'll tell you what I see about your particular question, and what's going on in general. Or if you just want a general reading, let me know. I'll still use the stones. Sometimes I also use playing cards in addition to the stones I see. But whether it's stones or playing cards, all psychic, I guess you call it information, comes to us by reading the signs, hearing things, feeling things, that sort of thing. Having said that, I'm going to start taking some callers. And just to let you know, 720, your first, followed by area code 610-219-917 and more. So y'all stick around. I'll probably get to all of you. First, area code 720. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Gary. This is Vivitar. How are you?
Good. Vivitar, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's quite an interesting name, my dear. All right. How can I help you, Vivitar?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking whether I should ask you a general question or should I ask a question about love. I'm not sure. I'm not in a relationship right now, so maybe I'll just ask a general. You can do a general reading for me.
Yeah, I'll do a general reading. I'll focus on love. And I'm a guy, obviously. Grew up with seven boys. I was kind of clueless about women. Really was, till I was about 40 or so. But I've learned a lot about the complexity of women in doing readings. Y'all are very complex, and sometimes when it has to do with relationships with men, you have to remember that we are just simpler, and sometimes we just don't get it like y'all do.
I was just telling somebody that I just got off the phone with, men do not think the same way women do.
We don't. We learn that during puberty. Y'all learn that when you're 25, yep. 35, 45, and 55, that we don't think like you. So do yourself a favor, ladies. Yep. Understand it. Accept it. It's the way nature made it. Yep. It works fine. There's 7 billion people to prove it works. But just we know y'all don't think like we do.
Right.
We find that out real young. So, having said that, Vivitar, I've been charging up these stones, and they're nice and warm. And all you have to do whenever it feels appropriate is just say drop, and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay. Well, actually, you've made some decisions recently to really move forward in spite of or because of both a lot of change going on in your life and a lot of feeling you have around you, which is very good for you, that things are starting to get lucky, loosen up, change in your favor. So, yeah, do see that coming into play, because not only does it give you support and good energy about your place and so forth, it starts setting up a scenario for you to really expand on your visions of yourself, really, because that's what's going to bring love back into your life. It is not... you know, not feeling desperate and lonely, but feeling so beautiful and empowered and inspiring that you draw people to you. So the decisions you've already made to get your life in order the way you want to see it is already coming into play. You already feel kind of lucky about things. You're starting to feel timing is working in your favor. You're starting to let go of a lot of clutter from the past. So by the second, third... By the second, third week here, you're really opening up a fresh chapter in your life because you're ready to, you want to, and you're have the bravery to move forward and realize that it's time to clean out the closet and get yourself much more in harmony and balance. And as you do that, by the fourth and fifth week, it feels like you've really recognized how much you've let go of the past and things that don't work, and you've set in motion sort of like a new criteria for yourself. And that is Saturn and Venus and Neptune and Pluto all showing up from the third to about the sixth week. So toward the sixth week and so forth, you've got everything lined up much better, which you're starting now with both confusion and luck. You know, confusion sometimes gives us more options, takes us to places we wouldn't have gone, you know, change, that sort of thing. So as you use it in these first couple of weeks, and it helps you plan a fresh strategy about yourself by the third and fourth and fifth week. And by the sixth and seventh week, you're going to recognize what that strategy is and how much you've sort of refined it. And that's where you start really getting this power. Love stone, right, is right next to the sun stone. Moon stone is pointing at it. It's close to the commitment stone. So from the sixth and seventh to the ninth week here, it feels like what you've done, what you've gone through is really giving you the power to draw love to you. I tell a story. I'll tell it real quick for all you listeners. This is interesting and it's true. 2 years ago, I lost my keys for the 20th time. Y'all have probably heard me tell this a couple of times, but rather than frantically searching for them, which I did for an hour, I sat down and thought, screw this. Keys, you pull me. And I thought that for 2 days, and I not only stumbled on my keys where I couldn't believe I dropped them, I taught that to my girlfriend, and I've used it every time I misplace or lose something now. I find it pretty quickly because I draw that system in. I'm not going to frantically look for it. It's going to pull me. The moral of my story is you can create systems for yourself, techniques, and redirect yourself in all sorts of empowering ways. And to all you folks, take the Pepsi challenge. Find your keys. Believe in things. Because that's in a lot of ways what you're going through. And by the ninth to the tenth week here, you're going to be emotionally like a reborn person. And from the ninth to the 12th week, you take that knowledge and you're able to make very empowering decisions, like I said at the first, with the life stone, with the direction of your life. So having the shakeups you've been through and re-empowering yourself because of or in spite of that has put you on this path of like rediscovering your best self and putting it forward. And go for the gusto. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
That's pretty accurate, Gary. I tell you, that's really accurate.
Well, good, good. I hope it helps you, Vivitar. I'm going to move down. We got a lot of callers in tonight.
Okay.
So,
thank you so much.
You too, girl. And remember, you can, all you folks, Vivitar and all you folks that call in, you can listen to the archives, go back to the show an hour or so after the show, and download the file to your computer. There's a link that says download, so you can actually download it to your computer and listen again. And, of course, you can always find more about me by going to Psychics Gone Wild. You can find the whole crew of great psychics we have on Psychics Gone Wild. Check us out, or you can find me on GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com. Or you can Google Reading Stones. You'll find me because the book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. Having done my plug and my commercial right there, I'm moving on to area code 610. Are you there, 610?
Hey, Gary, it's Marilyn. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, Marilyn, my pleasure, girl. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Spirit of
Midland. Well, that's better than being halfway in Iraq. You know?
this is true. True.
How can I help you, my dear?
I'm wanting to know about health and work.
Okay. I'll kind of look at those in the stones, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm doing, Marilyn, as you might have heard, charging them up,
yeah,
putting your energy into them. And they're getting nice and warm. So all you have to do when it feels right is just say drop, and I'll take it from there.
Okay, drop.
Okay. Well, the stone for health is right at the top, Saturn. And it's pointing out toward the future. So it's saying you want to sort of, ensure your future, I guess is the simplest way to say it.
Uh-huh.
Start with that in mind, that not only is it controllable and you can learn a lot about it and you can bring a lot of luck to yourself in health reasons. I don't do medical diagnosis, but I can feel the spiritual side of you tuning into yourself in like a different way. You heard my thing about finding my keys,
yep.
Find your health. And what I'm feeling here in the next couple of days and week is you're doing like research, you're getting a lot more information,
yep.
And that helps a lot because it feels like the information you're getting can be added to what is done by doctors and so forth. It's like other ways of looking at treatments and solutions and so forth.
Okay.
One thing I think is very healthy for you is to meditate and relax. and not worry about your health problem. Just like, you know, you shouldn't worry about being broke. You should think about money coming. And trust me, I've learned how to do that because my whole life as a musician and psychic, I've always been self-employed and never booked more than a month or two ahead. Never made it very rich. I make a living, but I bring it to myself because the other option just it won't cut it. Maybe even broke and thrown out in the street. I don't ask for much, but I've learned how to bring that to myself 40 years of practice. So it feels like in the next couple days and week, you having this on your mind, but having it in a very positive way. You've got good support. Are you with somebody?
No.
Right now, well, it sure seems like family and friends are very much behind you.
Yeah, I do. I am with family.
Okay, yeah, it does feel like they're very much behind you, very caring for you. And part of you doesn't want to drag them down. So what you do is start bringing yourself up. You're pretty good at that already, and you're handling this pretty well. It's just like playing the piano or thinking or driving. We can always get better no matter what we do in life. And so you allowing yourself to even grow a little bit more in your self-healing mechanism. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like liberating yourself from the fear that it's running your life and take on the, I guess, the expectation that you're going to have control. You're in the driver's seat, not the illness, not the health, or whatever. And as you make that decision, you bring to yourself over the next couple of weeks this new cycle of luck, these new opportunities to yourself. And it relieves you and it relieves family because you're starting to really think outside the box as far as ways to empower yourself, ways to deal with responsibilities the way things are right now, ways to get healthier rather than worry about if you're going to get healthier. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because by the third and fourth week here, you've brought a lot of luck to yourself. And it's really helping you by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here with there's just a lot of expansion and growth. It feels like it's awakened you to all this, like how you create miracles. If you or I or anybody had enough spiritual connection, we could do exactly what Christ did is, you know, heal people by touching them. We could heal ourselves. Few of us are at that level of perfection, so to speak. But it does limit us to get, you know, 75% the way there. You with me?
Yep.
So as you go through the third to the sixth week here, you're going to, this is really going to open up a lot of positivity for you in methodology and determination, in how a family feels about you, and how you take the load off them, in how you start all these, bringing these ideas to yourself about the self-healing. Complement that with what you have to deal with in the you know, medical field or whatever. But by the sixth and seventh week, it feels like you've made so much progress in what you're adding to the treatment you're already dealing with. It gives you new strength, and it helps you start to realize, wow, I may be able to just take much more giant steps than I thought. It's going to show you how to deal with your anxiety and fear in a different way that's like breaking through the mold, breaking through the pattern. And toward the end of this three-month period, I feel like you've really set yourself on a fresh path because you're adding the other things that could help you psychically and spiritually and mentally. Relieve some of the stress. Relieve some of the stress. Smile every moment you get. Feel empowered. You're pretty good at that already, but like I said, you can take it to the next level and surprise yourself. Does that make sense, my dear?
It does. Now, you were talking a lot about health. Were you also talking about work, or is that something different?
Well, it seems like the same thing at work, that you have to relieve stress in that sense. There's just a lot of, like, not worrying but making things work at the moment. It's almost like you're learning to play piano. You're going from hearing music to knowing how to play it, and what I refer to as the piano is your life. You're taking more control over it because, and it's easier than trying to fight for control. It's like letting yourself evolve above the situation. Do you see what I'm saying? Whether it's work, all kinds of struggles, responsibilities, you're in a situation in the next couple of weeks where you can almost get a whole new sense of power about how you see things. And remember, when bottom line, when it comes to it, no matter what happens in our life, what situation we're facing, the real truth is all we have is that moment, and we basically have two decisions. Either the universe is screwing with me or enlightening me. Choose that it's enlightening you at every moment, and you'll start seeing how you're getting more power. Who knows? You might be the one to get enough power to do the miracle cure for yourself, and that would help you help other people. And I think you have a interest in that and an ability at that, helping others, healing others, giving them support and strength. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I hope that helps you, my dear. It's short and sweet, but you can listen back on the archives. I do feel like you're going through a period when you're really going to add a lot of fresh systems to the system you already know. Don't be afraid of finding your keys. Bring your magic to you. Bring it to your front door. Why not? Why not? Yeah. Think big.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, the universe is going to slap us down a little bit anyway, so think big. Shoot for 500, settle for 350. It's better than shooting for 50 and settling for 25, right?
That's true. It's all about expectation.
Hey, yeah, and being at peace with the moment.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you very much.
You too, Marilyn. You have a good night, my dear.
You too.
God bless. And again, Marilyn and all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. And I'm going to take area code 219 now. Coming up next is 917, then 111. So you folks stick with us. We'll probably get to all of you. 219, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Gary. It's Liz.
Liz, is that correct?
Liz, yes. L-I-Z.
Okay. I just want to get your name here typed in the chat room so I can remember, because I have short-term memory. But I'm 66 and I have a right to have it. It makes everything a new experience. So,
right.
Looking at the positive. How can I help you, Liz?
Yes, I have a question. I had a dream that was left an impression on me. What stuck in my mind the most was the numbers 230. It kept repeating in the dream about the look for 230. And I'm just trying to figure out what does that mean, or what is there a message there?
I don't know that 230 necessarily is the message as much as you're learning how to start to get messages. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not that 230 may indeed mean something specifically, but it feels like it's less what it means specifically and more what you're learning to pick up. So once you kind of learn one style of interpreting music, for example, you know, you can, once you learn the piano basics, you play jazz and you learn a little bit more and you can play country. The same thing in evolution of your own understanding of things. Once you get a glimpse of the fact that, wow, signs can come in dreams, start writing them down. Mm-hmm. I've had several dreams in my life that were very, I had a dream about Stevie Ray Vaughan. I live here in Austin, about him leaving the day he left, many hours before. The lady who taught me lithomancy, Alice Warhol, she passed away last October. She told Stevie at a very young age that he knew he was going to go young. I met her in 1980, and she told me that. And I had a dream about him the day it happened. I called her and said, why did I have this dream? It should have come to him. She said, to his brother, because it was very much about them sinking out of time together. It's like there was no problem, no loss. That's the decision they'd made karmically. Of course, his brother and everybody else has a lot of sorrow. That's what happens. But Alice, my friend, told me that the reason I had that dream is showing me how I pick up signs, showing me I have psychic ability more than I believe. I mean, people get dreams about all sorts of things, you know.
Right.
So dig into this without having to dig, without having to make it work, without having to press your mind, but relax, breathe, meditate, tell yourself you're ready for more signs, and ask your guides, your spiritual forces, and we all have them, more than we believe, more than we can even imagine. Really, that's true.
Right.
When I had my near-death experience, I was amazed how many guardian angels and levels of thought and mind are there to help us, but we do have to ask and open up. So don't be afraid of asking for more information and more understanding about what it means. okay. and that sort of thing. Because they can't talk to you like I do. You know, souls don't have lips, but they talk to you through people, through experiences, through signs, that sort of thing. And I feel like this is triggering your interest in your own psychic ability better, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it is.
That's what I feel, girl. That's what I feel. Prepare yourself for more. Get some paper. Write them down. Start using it as a technique. Just like I said, driving is a technique. You drive down the road. You learn not to run over kids and garbage cans. You know, and then it becomes the norm to drive normal. So I've learned through 40 years of working psychically that I always kind of have my mind in that area to look for signs, to look for feelings. And it's actually fun as opposed to worrying about things. It's a technique you learn. So start heading that direction. Your guides are pulling you in that direction. Your soul needs that, wants that. That's why you're getting this sign. That's why you're curious.
Oh,
ask and you shall receive.
Okay, got it.
Did that help you, Liz?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Good. God bless you, girl.
Thanks.
And again, you can listen back. We're going to take several more calls here. Just to let you know, there's a lot of folks in the chat room, and I'm too busy to respond, so forgive me, but I'm glad someone said, what was the comment here? Laughter, be happy. Amen. I try to make people happy all the time because it helps me be happy. 917-111-317-773 and 612, you're all coming up. Stay with us. I'm going to be back in about 30 seconds to get a little bit of water. And right now I'm going to play this song. I'm not sure what this is, but it's entitled I Do Love You. Be back in 30 seconds, 45 seconds, less than a minute. Good to get a little water. Good to have you with us. Stick around. Be right back. That song, like a lot of songs, has love in it. Think of how many songs, pieces of art have love in it. And it's interesting because from my experience in 1977, my near-death experience, I did get a ride or a trip to the infinite mind and back. Didn't even know people could go there. Certainly didn't know that. And didn't quite really understand it, even though I knew what I went through until many years later when I realized other people have had such experiences. Now, of course, people talk about them and write about them a lot. But my point on love is when I and a lot of people go through that tunnel of light or whatever you want to call it and end up in this feeling of infinite love, the infinite mind really is infinite love. That's why there's so many songs about love, and that's why people want to have love. We are part of infinite love, but we separated ourselves from infinite love and became a human with limitations. But folks, always remember, we are still connected to infinite mind and infinite love. It's important. It matters. Feel that way. It makes things work. Having said that, we're moving on to 917 area code. Let me get you in the room, 917. There you are. Can you hear me, 917?
I can. Good evening. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, you too, girl. Glad to have you with us. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Tina.
Tina, how are you, my dear?
I'm excellent. I would like to ask, what do you get for my amazing boyfriend, Robert, in our relationship?
Okay, let me make sure I get your name saved for short-term memory here. Okay, you and your boyfriend, what's his name?
Robert.
And you want to know how this is working, I guess? Is that correct?
Yeah, where you see us going.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, my dear. I'll concentrate on that in these 16 stones that I use, charging them up, putting your energy in there, his energy in there, and they're getting nice and warm in my hands. They're getting your energy on them, Tina. So all you have to do is just say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop them and tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, it feels like things you've gone through in the past, sort of. You're like seeing a new way to deal with things. And there is some issues that you have to work out about place, about timing, about expectations, about hope. So what I feel for you is sort of go through this with fearlessly, because if you want love to work, you have to get over the fear of it not working. You with me? Now, sure,
yes.
There's a lot of things that can cause problems in relationships, you know, whether of all kinds. But there's also all kinds of relationships that can work in spite of things. So it feels like a lot of stuff has to come up to the surface to be discussed or worked on or mentioned. And whether you write a letter or talk or whatever, Pluto's showing a lot of resolution necessary. Truth coming to the surface, what things really mean. Because as you do that, it gives you a better feeling about commitments. And it gives him the ability to sort of come to terms with things, be a little more, on the same page as you are, as best as possible. So in the next week or two, really think about the things you need to know about how to bring them to the surface, because as you get the power to bring those things to the surface, and how and when is it's like an art. It's not something by a clock. When things feel like you need to move this to the next level or mention this or do it in a very artistic, good-feeling way with a lot of love attached, because that's how you want things to work out, to love, right? You with me?
Yeah.
Just making sense to you, girl?
Yes.
Okay. Because by the second, third, and fourth week here, you get a lot of things lined up, because in this first week or two, you're realizing the importance of getting these unknown or cloudy issues sort of more understood, more on the same page, that sort of thing. There's always going to be inherent difference in men and women, but you can close the gap a lot more, get closer, find more truth, find less doubt or friction or uncertainty. And like a lot of things in life, you have to ask to get things to happen. So don't be afraid of asking in your own way, spiritually, and using your own techniques and decisions to bring that about. Have confidence in it, because you help him too. Remember, most of what we learn in life is through experiences and through other people. You know, there's not a manual on how to live life. You know, there's 20 million books. You know, they're all about how you live life or how people do. So as you go through this next week and a half or two, really feel yourself empowered, because what you do, what you want to do is correct a lot of misunderstandings that might have happened in the past. It's like severing the bud before it gets more complicated. You with me?
Yeah.
Get to the truth here. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, things work real well. They really straighten out. They really get both fortunate for you. Communication, decision-making gets better. You feel more in balance. You feel more in harmony. It brings him to the point of whether it's being confronted or whatever, he needs to get more on the same page, get on the same path and so forth, because it takes two, and you want one and a half isn't quite there. You with me?
Yeah.
So by the 8th and 9th and 10th week, it feels like you've pulled this off pretty well, because of the mere fact that you are go into this with a certain amount of, there's a lot of apprehension, there's a lot of fear, you don't want to screw things up. But those are the worst-case scenario. Don't go into it with that mindset. Go in with the mindset of, I'm going to bring this to the surface, we're going to heal things, we're going to make them work, we're going to clean off the blackboard so we can start fresh. And as you do that, it helps you, it helps him, and it helps both of y'all as far as techniques. You're learning how to move forward, even though you're kind of scared about the issues that need to be worked on. He's learning to move forward because he's faced some of these issues, and he's getting it more together. And by the end of this three-month period, I feel like you're going to be real happy about how things are turning out, because they're looking a lot better for the future. And it has to do with, in these first 2 weeks, how you fearlessly let love come in and inspire you. Remember, when you're confused, you're scared, you're disabling your power. Even, and it's very human. We all go through those things. Just like there's people who run over trash cans and kids, but you don't have to. You know, I kind of use that graphic example of stupid drivers. You know, we make stupid mistakes. But if you pay attention, you don't have to. You're going to make some. So see yourself as empowered right now. The magic stone's right on top. The way it landed on its edge, it's showing you should just go into this with 100% confidence. Don't let apprehension and fear rule it. Let your determination to get to the truth, to get compromised, to get a plan, that sort of thing. Does that help you, girl?
Yes, thank you.
You too, Tina. You have a good night, dear. Okay?
You too. How can we reach you outside of this reading?
Yeah, go to Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer.com. That's my homepage. I have a real dated website, folks. I need to update it. But you get to my homepage. I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician. You can click on the psychic link. It'll take you right to my website, explain what I do. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's a PayPal. But there's a lot of information about how I give readings and so forth. So check out GaryWimmer.com. Or go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, PSYCHIC. I'm pretty easy to find, a couple clicks, and you can find a lot about what I do. Or go to Psychics Gone Wild, and you can find me there, and a lot of other great psychics. So, Tina, you have a good night, girl. Hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
Stay positive. You know, I'm 66, folks, and I've learned through a lot of struggles in life as an independent person my whole life. Never worked for anybody except myself. Never worked for a company. So think big. Think things working for you. Believe. Have positivity. That'll set a path for you to do a hell of a lot better than if you think you're going to trip. It's natural to think we're going to trip, but we don't have to stay there. Moral of story. Going on to area code 11111111111. Are you there? 11111111111.
Yes. Hi, Gary.
Hi. What's your name, my dear?
Hi. This is Patricia.
Patricia. Okay. Is that a Skype number?
No, I'm on a phone, but I guess I don't know how to set it. It's the way it's been set that it comes up blocked. Yeah,
that's all right. I've seen a lot of the 111, so I was just curious. That never seemed like a Skype number, but
wow, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, I've seen several people come up with 11111111111. So anyway, Patricia, how can I help you? Like some general reading? You got a specific question or both?
Well, probably a bit of both, but I know I have to choose one. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Let me just
do a general reading for you. It'll be faster than you explaining a situation. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So here's what I do, Patricia. And for those of y'all that are interested, you can certainly get a book on lithomancy, mine, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And really, it's all about reading symbolism. Patricia, real quick, and for you other folks, I lived in Europe all during the 90s, and there were several times people on readings, and I didn't have my stones with me. And after three or four times of telling people that, I decided, wait a minute, I can read anything. So I brought them up to my little apartment and had them rearrange things on a table, a spoon, a knife, a guitar string, an ashtray. And I just told myself I'm going to read that. So, moral of the story, don't put limitations on your ability to grasp information. You know, the more you think that you can pull it from everywhere, the better you get at doing it. Having said that, Patricia, these stones are nice and warm. All you have to do is say drop, my dear, whenever it feels right.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're in a situation right now because of a lot of complications, relationship issues, commitments, and so forth. You're actually in a position now where you can probably take more direct action than you felt like you could. Mars is at the very top, And it's in this case, it's representing your action moving forward. So whatever the problems are, look at yourself just in these next couple days as being able to solve them and not being trapped by them or overwhelmed. Because what that's doing, just in the first week or two, it's starting to give you all these like spiritual signs, feelings of power coming out of chaos, feelings of resolution coming out of what feels like it was just difficult to imagine resolution even happening. Are you with me? Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Because by the second and third week, as you approach this from a perspective of, yes, I'm going to heal things. And, of course, the first thing we always heal is ourselves, because we can't heal anybody else, really. We lead a horse to water, can't make it drink. But we can lead ourselves to water and allow ourselves to drink, and that's where it all starts. So, in a way, don't be afraid of having power, discovering new ways to think outside the box, to see things differently, to feel differently, because that starts giving you the tools here in the next week to 2 weeks of being able to see the solutions more than the problem, of ability to see resolve and future ideas rather than being caught up on either the past or things you don't have any control over. And as you go through this with sheer determination in the first week or two about, I'm going to be balanced, I'm going to make things work, by the second into the third week, you're starting to feel a lot of results, success, luck. It gives you a different perspective about a lot of the things you're dealing with because, indeed, you kind of, if you try methods 1 through 10 and they don't work, it doesn't necessarily mean there's not a dozen more methods. You know, start looking for 11 through 40. Why not? Do you see what I'm saying?
All right.
Think of things in this first week of you being empowered and coming to solutions about balance, relationship, commitments, the past, how you feel about love, what's thrown you off base. Allow yourself to see it in a different perspective, because as you do, you're going to not only relieve yourself of a lot of stress, you're going to lighten up on yourself, you're going to lighten up on other people, you're going to let go of the past better than you have been doing, because you're making a commitment to do it probably more proactively, and it's like letting go of weights instead of having to, you know, lift weights. It's actually letting go, liberating yourself. Because by the third and fourth week, not only is this going to work for you, it's setting you up for you have emotional, like, power that seems to have diminished. You're getting it back. You're setting a new foundation and new goals for yourself, and you're bringing a lot of luck in this process because you're determined to find the solution, the resolve, the power within yourself rather than the weight it puts on you. So by the third and fourth week here, you're emotionally quite a lot more liberated, a lot freer. Your ability to accomplish things, it becomes better, more focused, that sort of thing. Balance and focus are one of the things you're working on this first week or two, and it's certainly within your grasp to be able to attain this and attain a lot of power in spite of or because of the emotional difficulties you've gone through. It's like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's sad but true, and you're going to come out of this a lot stronger. And especially from the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, things about your place, you feel more harmonious in it. Instead of feeling disruption or chaos or uncertainty, you're feeling a lot more harmony. You're also looking back, by about the seventh and eighth week, you're looking back and thinking, wow, that chaos, that unpredictability, that uncertainty, that gut-wrenchingness I've been through, you learned a lot, and you liberated yourself from it, and you've got new techniques and ideas about how to feel about love, about yourself, about balance. In other words, you took the Pepsi challenge and found out, wow, it works. It's better to be drinking a Pepsi than be hit by the bottles. You with me?
Yes.
Maybe not the best analogy, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because from the 9th to the 12th week, your confidence in love, your ability to communicate more effectively and probably in a fresh and different way rather than speckled with pepper from the past. You're sparkling with inspiration for the future. And that's a good way to look at it. And by the end of this three-month period, it feels like you've done a lot to accomplish what you're starting out to do, is having more control without being controlling, having more inspiration without having the fear factor always sort of, you know, you want it 51-49 at least in the positive, so you can increase it to 60-40 and then 70-30, and it's accomplishable. And that's why you're going through this, to learn how to expand your own healing ability, reconstructing your own sensibilities and feeling, and it all starts within yourself. And this is going to bring a lot of love and family things and healing back into your life, and probably the right relationship. Are you single right now, or are you in a relationship?
I'm single.
Okay. Well, it feels like toward the end of this three-month period, you're so empowered. And don't even be worried in these next couple weeks. Start experimenting. Dating, meeting people, getting out, feeling empowered, not staying safe and close and home. Break your routine up. Start, like if you're a musician, start expanding your theory of music so you can play jazz instead of just pounding on it with your elbows. You with
right.
me?
Right. Yes.
Try that, girl. I hope that helps you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You too, Patricia. God bless you. And again, Patricia and all you folks, you can listen back on the archives and hear the complete reading. Going to try to take several more calls, but I have to get a little more water, folks. My throat's a little dry. Do another 30 seconds of, let's see, what's a good, here looks like a good song, not sure what it is. But when I come back, we'll go to 317-773 and down the list as many folks as we can get in the next 13 minutes. Be right back with you in just a second, folks. That was about 30 seconds of Love is the New Religion. Again, a song titled Love, because that's what we're all seeking, believe it or not. Moving on to area code 317. Are you there?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Scarlett.
Scarlett, okay. You know how classic that name is, don't you?
Yep, O'Hara.
Oh, baby, I bet you've been teased about that, you know.
Yeah, and my response is, I don't give a damn.
There you go. I was just about to say, frankly, my dear. How can I help you, Scarlett? You sound like you're in pretty good flavor already, the flavor of the month of happiness.
I would like a general reading.
I will do you a general reading. I call this 3 months in 3 minutes, or 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, somewhere in that range. Which boils down to about 15 seconds per week. So can only give you so much information. And but you folks can call back, call me for a personal reading, download this recording from this show and whatever. And Scarlett, as I've been mumbling, I've been charging these stones up with your energy.
You can drop them.
They're nice. Well, I just did. When you said that, I did. And it is a good time for you. It really is a good time for you. You've got Jupiter right at the top and Neptune. And even though you're kind of looking at some things in the past about when things were maybe wilder and crazier and more fun, you're about to recreate that in a different way, in a fresh way. So these inspirational feelings you've had, this wanting to evolve to higher territory mentally, spiritually, and certainly in love and so forth, is valid, is real. You've sort of set that in play, let it happen, because in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to really expand a lot about your belief system, about your confidence, about your ability to sort of have one foot in stability and one foot in really creativity, thinking outside the box, So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds here by imagining just in the first couple of days and week, why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't I be able to achieve this? You're in a good mindset to be able to bring that forward to yourself. So don't don't shortchange or cheat yourself on this new feeling of expansion. It's real because it helps you deal a whole lot with getting your feelings and thoughts on the same page. It helps you a lot with men, decisions about men. It helps you a lot dealing with bureaucracies, blockage, that sort of thing. It's sort of giving you, like if you can't get through that wall, there's a rope to go over it or a machine to barrel under it or go around it. So you're really coming to terms with a lot of what you feel like obstacles and working your way through them in the next couple weeks with a lot of power. And by the third and fourth week, it feels like you've really put yourself on this path of moving forward. By the third and fourth week with organization, with planning, and with this expansion you feel in the first week and the power that it brings you with emotions and getting everything on the same page, by the third and fourth week, it feels like you've really lined things up. Now, you're in a relationship?
No.
Okay. It does feel like by the third and fourth week here, I see the commitment stone on the circle. So it's showing that you're in the future, beyond this time, you're getting the right love back in your life. Part of what you're doing from the third and fourth week to about the fifth and sixth week here, through this period, you're allowing yourself to let go of a lot of things about love that didn't work right. And allowing yourself to feel like beautiful, young, attractive, and ready to really have good things happen in your life again. And that sets you up from the ninth to the 12th week of not only having these good things happen in your life, but sort of having like a whole series of really good surprises. And that's why I say just this first week, these little tinges of optimism and expansion and, wow, here's where I want to go, that's real. You're getting the hints from the higher mind, from your soul, your guides, to say, hey, this is a time to really take a big leap. It breaks through walls that have been limiting you, both in thinking, in action, and in feeling emotionally all wired together, complete, that sort of thing. So, yeah, there are some things you have to let go of, but by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, as you do let go of a lot of these things from the past and you heal a lot of things about love and so forth, it really sets you free. And it's not only about love issues. It's about fresh plans in your life. So you can really think big, think outside the box, plan things that maybe you didn't think you were brave enough to plan before and bring them into play. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this first week you've got Jupiter. Let it show you how you can make things even better than they were in the past because it's a new time, a new era, a different good luck, good events, good happenings come in a different way. So be open to them. Bring them to you. Does that make sense, girl?
Yep.
Timing's good for
you. Tomorrow's my birthday, so this is my birthday present to me.
I was going to say, timing is just good for you. It's right for you. And this whole new fresh start you've had on balance within yourself and harmony is going to take out the garbage and put you flying instead of walking and limping, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Does that help you, my dear?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You too, Scarlett. Listen back to the archives or download them, and you can hear this again. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Gary.
Have a good night. And to all you folks, I certainly appreciate you calling in. It's makes it fun. I try to get to everybody. Can't guarantee it, but I certainly try. Along that path, we're at 773. Are you there, 773?
I am. Good evening, Gary, and thanks for the great show.
Oh, always enjoy it, girl. Who am I speaking with?
Mary.
Mary? All right, Mary. How can I help you, my dear?
I'd like you to take a look at the health situation.
Your health situation, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't try to give medical diagnosis. What I usually feel is the spiritual component
okay.
that makes it work. And, you know, I know how to deal with it. Like I said, I've been a musician my whole life, and about the last 10 years I've had very severe back problems. Got surgery not too long ago, have a, you know, problem with balance and walking, but every day I'm grateful I got legs, you know, and I can move, and I refuse to look at the glass any other way than full and getting fuller, because the other options suck, basically, in simple English.
True.
Having said that, Mary, these stones are nice and warm, and I've got about 4 minutes to tell you what I see, okay?
Terrific.
So all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right.
Drop.
Okay. You're not in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it feels like there's a lot of healing going on about things in the past, but you're starting with Mercury and the Sun Stone and the Commitment Stone all in the first couple of weeks. So there's been a lot of changes you felt recently about balance, about relationships, about yourself. But with Mercury and the Sun right here at the top, it's showing that there's really good decision-making coming into play here about career, about environment, about your own commitment to moving forward with a lot of empowerment, because just like I said, the other alternative sucks, and it feels like you've been through some confusing times recently that you've sort of are deciding that there's better way to be. You know, there's a happier way to be, there's a more fulfilling and prosperous way to be, and especially when it comes to love and relationships and you feeling good. So the decision-making is right on top. Allow yourself to make these decisions that everything is, the glass is getting full and fuller. Like I was saying a while ago, be grateful what you have. And you're pretty good at that anyway. You're a hell of a good lady. Be lighter on yourself. Bring your own extreme beauty and harmony and creativity and decision-making to the top. Because what that does is it sets you by the second into the third week here of really feeling like there's like magic and harmony back in your life. Things you say, things you do start really getting a positive effect. And it feels like it's helping you in the way you deal with like men, action. So you're learning in the second, third, and fourth week how to be like braver, not being thrown off course. Sort of breaking out of your mold here. And that helps a lot of this stuff in the background that's holding you back in one way or another. It's like you're learning to get through that, accomplish that, move on. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, the things you're doing here in this first week with decision-making about the way your life's going to go, and hell yes, it's your life, you should decide, and you can. Can't get everything we get, but if we think big, we get a lot more than if we think small. As you go through these first couple weeks, you got the Luck Stone in the fourth and fifth week. It's kind of leaning on the environment. So it's saying plan good for this first couple weeks, because you're going to be surprised in the long term. You're going to find love back in your life, and you're going to find very lucky things about your environment. So don't settle for less in your dreaming and your planning and your decision-making in this first week or two. Because not only is it healing you and bringing you up to a new state, by the 6th and 7th and 8th week, you have Jupiter and Neptune and the Play Stone and the Moon Stone. So you've really got yourself recharged emotionally. You feel much more comfortable about your environment, about things you've been through. And spiritually, you've really opened yourself up. And it feels like that helps you, of course, with business things and plans and so forth. But what it really helps you about is being able to see your own lovability and beauty and harmony. It helps you, like, refresh the whole program about yourself. And at the end of this three-month period, you're going to be real happy that you took the Pepsi Challenge, because it's going to bring love and harmony back into your life. Does that make sense to you, dear?
It does. Thank you very much.
You too, girl. You too. God bless you for calling in. To all you folks, sorry I couldn't get to everybody. I sure tried. Check back next Monday, Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. check out what I do, GARYWIMMER.com and on Psychics Gone Wild. Good to have folks with us. God bless you. Stay happy. Stay empowered. Have faith. Think big. Love you.